This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Andrew Frisky, the activities director for Mount Edgecombe High School. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Brian.
Right. Today we're here to talk about the Mount Edgecombe Invitational Basketball Tournament, and some of you might say, well, that's a little divergent from your high school program. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's really not. And what we're talking about is a longstanding basketball tournament that is operated and for the purpose of funding high school sports at Mount Edgecombe High School. Could you speak to that, Andrew?
Yeah, well, Mount Edgecombe Invitational is what it boils down to is it's a fundraiser for all the activities at Mount Edgecombe High School. It involves not just the basketball teams, but wrestling, volleyball, and it also trickles into cross country and with the cheerleaders as well and DDF. So it's 100% funded. It goes, all the money goes back into the programs at Mount Edgecombe High School for the students.
So Andrew, you're the tournament director, correct?
That's right.
But who helps run the tournament? I mean, who does all the running around? And there's lots of jobs at a tournament like this.
Yeah, and I participate in the tournament. So once it starts, I try to have everything set up so it's completely the way we have it worked out is the two basketball coaches for the boys and girls run the tournament with all the students. So all the boys and girls basketball teams run this tournament, and in return throughout the basketball season, the volleyball and the wrestling teams run all the gates. So it's what it comes down to, all the kids that benefit from the proceeds are also running this tournament.
Sounds like a real educational opportunity for some of these kids. Is that correct?
It definitely is. They get a wide range of anything from running the concession stands to handling money to, you know, and then working on picking up lots of trash and cleaning things up and actually more people skills, working with the public and going around and checking to make sure they're okay. And so it's a great community, working with the community.
Do you have some of the kids involved with some of the, like the PA announcing, the scorekeeping, broadcasting, things like that?
We do, yeah. We have, we'll be airing everything online. So we have video, people doing the video. I don't know about the actual broadcasting, if we have some students that are capable of doing that. I haven't found that yet, but we do have students. They do the books. They mop the floors. They pretty much do everything that the adults do in a tournament with a little bit of supervision. But overall, they can, with good guidance, they pretty much run the tournament.
Fantastic. Andrew, let's talk about some specifics about the tournament as far as when it starts, the number of games, and who's going to be participating.
Yeah, well, it starts Wednesday, and that would be today, I guess, when this airs. And
that's right.
Yeah, at 6 p.m., and we're starting off with women's division, which actually it's a bunch of the previous graduates from Sitka High, Lady Wolves, and they're called the Sitka Extra Toughs. And they're going to be battling a bunch of graduates from Mount Edgecombe, from the Lady Braves that won the state championship in 2010. And a lot of the girls know each other, and we wanted to start the tournament off with those two groups playing each other, and I think it's going to be great. They've been working hard, and after that we have the defending champion Petersburg team playing the local all-star team of Sitka at 7:30, and then the Haynes Merchants and Ketchikan, a new team coming up, playing at 9 o'clock to start the tournament off. So
of course all those games are at the BJ McGillis Gymnasium over on Japonski Island, correct?
That's right, yeah.
All right. And then after Wednesday night, we have a full slate of games for the rest of the weekend?
Or? Yeah, we have 29 more games after that. Wednesday's just a quick a teaser there. And then we start at 1:30 on Thursday, both courts going the entire time up to 10 o'clock at night. Starts at 10:30 on Friday with a whole slate of games. And games start again at 10 a.m. on Friday with the women's championship starting at 4:30, the Masters at 6 o'clock, and the men's open at 7:30. So it's really starting to become a big deal. There's, like I said, there's 19 teams coming in from across the state, and even, you know, we had a couple of teams coming down from Anchorage, but mostly Southeast teams.
What are fan going to have to pay to get in to watch these games?
Well, we're very fortunate to have some great sponsors from the local community, and with those sponsors, we're able to keep the rates down so as many people can come and afford to watch. But for an adult tournament pass for the entire tournament, it's $30 for for a senior or a student, it's $20 for the entire tournament. And you can get a family pass for $50, which includes, of course, parents and then up to five kids. I think we put a max on there. It's five kids. So, but if you have more than five, I'm sure we can work something out.
Well, that's a great value for the entertainment you can get from. I mean, you know, these tournaments have been going on for a long time. There's a lot of rivalries, a lot of longtime participants, and the competitive juices are running really hot in these tournaments. Andrew, can you tell us about some of the history behind, I mean, now it's the Mount Edgecombe Invitational, but this, I know this tournament has predecessors and a long history and the like.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I was talking with my dad about this the other day, and he actually, and he's a history, retired history teacher from Haynes, but he actually participated in the very first American Legion tournament back when he was 21 years old, I believe it was, and that was back in the early 70s, and so he was telling me about, you know, back in the day when they were coming in here with seine boats and people just from all over Southeast. And he said the hospitality here in Sitka was just amazing. And it's continued that way through the years, and how important this time of year, you know, as you can look outside right now, it's blowing 40 and raining. And, you know, there's not a lot to do outside unless you're a duck, I guess. And so it's just a good time to get inside and see your friends from all over Southeast and rebuild those connections and get out of the weather.
Mm-hmm. The Mount Edgecombe students were off for a few weeks for their Christmas break, holiday break. When did they get back to town, and how long have they been involved in preparing for this tournament?
Well, there was a lot of prep before they left for Christmas break, but we just started school this Monday, and so they're just trickling in. Well, most of them are back now. Mm-hmm. And so they're pretty much, you know, the coaches are working with them, and they'll plug them into their places. And that's another thing, the basketball players that are helping out, they're having to go to practice at 6 a.m. because they have no gym time. So it's definitely a sacrifice for them trying to, you know, find court time for their practices so they can prepare for their games and then bounce back and work all evening. So it's quite the marathon of basketball over at Mount Edgecombe.
Wow. So how many divisions and how many teams in each division? Let's do a little quick rundown.
You bet.
On that.
We have eight teams in the men's open, and we have three teams that are on the wait list. We just don't have enough. We have two courts, which is great, but we just don't have enough time and for everybody there. So we have eight teams in the men's open, which is open to anybody. You can if you can recruit, you can play with whoever you want. If you can get Carlos Boozer to come up and play with you, that'd be great. But whoever you want there. We have a men's masters, which is 37 years and older, and we have five teams in that division this year, and then we have six in the women's open division, which is great. It's the first year we've had a total of six really strong women's teams, and we're real excited about that. So 19 teams together, 32 games overall.
How many of those teams are from outside of Sitka?
Almost all of them. We only have, I believe, we have four... We have five local teams in all three divisions total, and the rest are from around Southeast.
Are you playing in the tournament too, Andrew?
I am. Yeah, I have to. Yeah. I still bleed a little green and white, so I'm playing with my old local team, the Haynes Merchants.
Yeah. What division are you playing in?
We're in the men's open.
All right. So, do you have any feeling for who may be the potential challengers for the championships in these divisions?
Well, I think Petersburg, they won last year, and they're bringing a full crew again, same guys, plus they picked up a couple other guys that are really good. Cam Severson's one of them, from just graduated from Western Washington.
We remember Cam.
Yeah, he was national champions 2 years ago, and he's just graduated, and he's coming up to play, and they play the first night, so we're excited about that. Prince of Wales has a really strong team. All the Edenshaws are playing there, and Freddie Hamilton. So they're going to be really tough. There's a team from Juneau that's really tough, and then Cake's bringing a team over with it's kind of mixed Cake and Anchorage, kind of an all-star team from some of the guys up there. So some really good teams in the men's open.
Right. I love that when you drop some names, because any of us who are fans of this tournament, we see some of these players come back year after year and provide some great excitement for all of us.
Yeah, and there's even some other one. You know, Metlakatla has a team in each division. We're real excited about that, and their men's masters team looks really strong. Richie Hayward, Kevin Young, who played for Wrangell, which is Archie Young's brother, they're playing together for Metlakatla. So just some great talent coming up.
Well, sounds like a great weekend starting on Wednesday. 32 games, 6 o'clock over the B.J. McGillis Gymnasium on Japonski Island. Hey, thanks a lot, Andrew, for showing up. I hope we get a great crowd over for your tournament.
I think we will. I think Sick is ready for some good basketball this year.
This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports.